Springwater TWP, a family pet may be rethinking his life choices today after getting stuck underneath a large, metal container in minus 20 Celsius weather at a Meinzing horse farm Sunday night. Linus, a 2.5-year-old Jack Russell Terrier, spent approximately 3 hours trapped under a large container after he attempted to chase a rabbit underneath the bin, said owner Martha Mesley, who, along with her husband Kevin Riches, owns Pinegrove Farm near Frolic Road, about 20 minutes northwest of Barrie. Mesley tells Barrie Today that Linus, the youngest of their dogs, is a bit mischievous. The couple was just about to call it a night when the pup decided to chase a bunny under a large container full of shavings for horses. It's really tight and narrow in there, and I guess he got himself about halfway under and, for the life of him, he could not get out, she said. It was scary. Knowing their tractor would not be able to lift the container, she called upon a neighbor who had a much larger tractor, but said the bin didn't budge an inch. I started to get really worried. I called my other neighbor and he came with a pay loader and a backhoe, and even that didn't work, Mesley said. She then reached out to some clients who also came to the rescue, bringing with them large outdoor lights, saws and other tools to try to help rescue Linus. With temperatures predicted to dip to below minus 20 overnight, Mesley said she was worried about Linus possibly freezing to death if they didn't get to him in time. She was also worried that Linus would move from his one safe spot and that the container would fall and crush him. Because we couldn't get a good purchase on it. I was terrified it would smack down and kill him. Nobody could guarantee me that wouldn't happen, so it was just really, really tense, Mesley said. Ultimately, when none of their efforts were working to lift the bin, a tow truck was called, which, by some twist of fate, happened to be only 5 minutes away, she said. That was serendipitous, Mesley admitted. We cut a bunch of pieces of wood and the tow truck was able to lift it maybe 6 inches, and that allowed him to move a little bit closer to an area where we could dig. Then everyone just started grabbing shovels and ice picks and worked frantically. Finally, I could get my arm in, and was able to get just enough room to haul him out, she added. Mesley said the whole ordeal left her feeling both nauseous and on the verge of tears. I was just feeling a bit helpless because it was hard to watch. There was risk involved. None of the tools were working. There was a lot of problem solving, she added. Mesley said she's extremely grateful for how quickly everyone showed up to help, no questions asked. They just dropped everything and came with all the things. At certain times, when nothing was working, I just knew that they'd stay there and wouldn't give up. We were going to work for as long as it took, and I felt comforted by that, she said. This isn't the first time that they've come out to help me at the drop of a hat. I know when I call them I can rely on them, Mesley added. I don't know that this would have been the outcome if I wasn't living in such a nice community with these heroes. They worked really hard to free the dog. Linus managed to come out physically unscathed, if not a bit more subdued today, Mesley said, although she doubts he has learned much from the whole experience. His ears and his toe beans were all good, no frostbite. He's fit as a fiddle today, she said. Mesley says she has blocked off any potential access spots that Linus could possibly find should he decide to go rabbit hunting again soon. It wouldn't surprise me if he's not back chasing bunnies again tomorrow, and I am not sure he learned anything from it. We will have to be very careful that he does not have access to this underneath part ever again, she said. He's working on 9 lives now because that's how he's wired, and he's using up his lives real fast.